This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. King Soopers and the union representing thousands of Colorado grocery workers will return to negotiations today. Workers have been on strike since Wednesday. They're pushing for better pay, benefits, and security inside stores. Professor James Walsh studies labor movements at CU Denver. He says the strike shows the leverage workers have as many industries face staffing shortages.
What's happening nationally with labor, workers are strong today and they understand that they have strength they didn't realize they had a year or two ago. So this is a strike that's connected directly to a new consciousness for workers.
King Soopers has offered to raise starting wages to $16 an hour. The union says that isn't enough considering the risks that workers have faced during the pandemic. The company says it looks forward to resuming negotiations. More Colorado law enforcement officers left the profession in 2021 than in previous years. Sheriffs and police chiefs say it's because of poor morale around criminal justice reform efforts and burnout from the pandemic. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Think about frontline workers. Police are among the highest in terms of who needs to work during a pandemic. A lot of people are saying, I can't take this anymore. I need to take a break.
Weiser is working on legislation that would devote $10 million to police recruiting and retention. A high wind watch is in effect for the southeastern parts of the state. Gusts could reach up to 60 miles an hour, and blowing dust could make driving dangerous. Elsewhere, it's snow in today's forecast in the mountains and around Colorado Springs and Metro Denver. There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.